Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Bayer Crop Protection Field Sales Representative Ann Nalawaya says now is the time to be evaluating your 2023 weed control program and beginning planning for 2024.
Evaluate where those resistant weeds pockets are. Mark them, pin them. And then when you're combining, you're going to obviously look at your yield data. And we've had a couple of, they're called Dilaro showcases, where we've had farmers put on Dilaro Complete on soybeans and corn for 2 years in a row, and we compare it untreated. And we are seeing unbelievable success with that program. And if anybody wants to have a one-on-one a discussion with it or a small group meeting, we are open to it. Myself, my counterpart is Adam Sipp, and we would more than willingly do that.
Nalawaya says producers using the NDSU Extension weed control recommendations have seen great results.
When they use that NDSU plan approach of Extendamax as a pre, plus whatever pre you want to use, and then sugar beet country, we usually put Valor in there, or if you're outside of sugar beet authority products, and we saw some excellent weed control results. So definitely growers need to reevaluate their weed control and see what resistant weeds have come through and try a different planned approach in order to be successful, because I'm not the only person that harvested water hemp through the combine. I know this.
The